We have another episode of Now and New as part of WQKT here, and today the topic is abortion, and this has come up a lot recently because of some laws that are going around the country that are starting to change the fundamental laws of which we know for abortion as it stands right now. To talk more about that, we bring in the former dean of the University of Akron Law School, current lawyer as well, and Marty Belsky to the program here. Marty, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Thanks for being part of the program today, and thanks for wanting to talk about this topic. I know that this is one that there's always lots of debate around. Let's start first with some of the changes that we're seeing, and I guess I want you to give kind of an overview of abortion as we know it right now, too.
Okay. Wearing my law professor hat, because I still do teach, and I actually taught stuff on this more recently. Going way back before 1973, each state had the right to decide whether or not you could have abortions and at what point. In Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decided that the right to an abortion was a constitutional right under the right to privacy. Originally, they divided the situation into three trimesters. The first trimester, which is the first 3 months, no regulation at all. The second trimester was regulation, but you could not ban abortions. In the third trimester, you could limit abortions entirely. Over time, that was changed, and the Supreme Court changed its mind in the 90s and basically said at that point you were going to have viability as a test. Pre-viability, you could not have any undue burden on the right to an abortion, and post-viability, you could control it, and the question is whether or not and what is viability. More recently, there's been a number of attempts to overtake and overcome that test. That was a case called Planned Parenthood versus Casey. There's been about 15 different times that there's been an attempt to say that abortion should not be a federal constitutional right, and each time the Supreme Court has said, no, it is a constitutional right, although there can be limits. And more recently, you saw a new attempt which was made, which was the idea to sort of create a new remedy, and which has now been picked up by Texas, but you know, and also sort of other places as well. And this new remedy idea was they're going to still make anybody who assists or performs an abortion a criminal and civilly liable, but it would not be enforced by the state or by the government. It would be enforced instead by any person who would complain and any person who aided or assisted anyone in the securing an abortion. Would be subject to $10,000 for each episode by each person. So if you have 15 or 20 people who would sue a doctor, 15 or 20 people who would sue an Uber driver, 15 or 20 people who would sue a nurse, those people would be responsible for up to $150,000 for every episode. Supreme Court decided not to ban it at this point. It's going to wait for full deliberations and full discussion. But the Attorney General has now filed a separate lawsuit indicating that that statute is unconstitutional, and he has also indicated that anyone who tries to interfere with someone's right to an abortion will be subject to criminal penalties under federal law. So that's where we are procedurally. Substantively, it's a much more complicated issue. Substantively, you have a different Supreme Court. You now have a more conservative Supreme Court and a number of justices in that court who have indicated over time that they do not believe that abortion should be a constitutional right, even for the life or health of the mother. So that, let's say, the choice is between a woman who is afraid she might die or might have serious injury. They could not even in that situation have an abortion. They should also would not allow an abortion even for rape or incest. Or they would not allow an abortion if the child, the unborn child or a fetus, whatever you want to call it, was dead already. Inside the woman's body, they would still not allow an abortion in those circumstances. It's a pretty extreme proposal, and we're going to have to see what's going to happen with it right now. But the Attorney General has made it clear, and there's been a lot of articles as well, that there could be, if anyone tries to stop someone from having an abortion, that is a violation of a specific federal statute, and the specific federal statute is interfering with the civil rights of another person, and that person can be responsible for that. And if a woman gets sick or ill because she couldn't have an abortion, that could be a crime of aggravated assault and battery. And in addition, you could also have a situation where you have the Supreme Court taking a look at this thing and saying this goes too far. And the reason it goes too far, says the Attorney General, is it says that any person who wants to have an abortion after 6 weeks, and they have to prove it 6 weeks, the burden is on the doctor or the Uber driver that they thought it was less than 6 weeks. But according to medical knowledge, a woman might not know she's has a fetus or an unborn child until after she misses her period, and that can be 4 weeks. So you really would only have 1 or 2 weeks to know, and some women would never know because they have irregular periods, menstruation periods. So it's a really sort of, it's a fundamental attack on Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and this court is going to have to make a decision whether or not it's going to knock out that those cases and say that abortion is not a federal constitutional right. That's a quick summary. I could spend, obviously, I spend three classes on this, but that's a quick summary.
Do you think, and I know that, that this is asking you to make a decision on this, but do you think that, that will happen? Do you think it will become that those cases 50-50. Are over?
50-50. Chief Justice Roberts, who has been, you know, someone who believed in, he's an anti-abortion person, but he joined the minority in this case and saying, look, this goes too far. But they would have to pick up one more of the more conservative justices. And I can't say, I mean, this statute really is pretty strong. I mean, it basically says, you know, that any person who wants to have an abortion in any way, shape, or form after 6 weeks after gestation, it can be, you know, penalized $10,000 by any individual anywhere in the United States who wants to sue. It's pretty strong, pretty strong. And there's no exceptions. If you have a medical issue, you have to prove the medical issue. And if you have to prove the medical issue, that's going to be very difficult to do. But it's really quite extreme. So the question is whether or not you have any of those other individuals on the Supreme Court joining Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, and saying this goes too far. Or you can also have the federal court who looks at the Attorney General's lawsuit and stopping it. I don't know. But if this works, then you're going to find 2 to 4 more states sort of try to adopt the same law. And then if that happens, then you're going to see that abortion will be a matter of each individual state. It might be legal in one place, not legal in another, illegal in one place and not illegal in another. So that could cause some interesting problems.
Do you think the new abortion law is fair to women in the United States?
No. And the reason being, whatever you're feeling about this scenario is, you know, there's a lot of individuals, including the president, who are not in favor of abortion. But they don't think that means that they have a right to impose that on a woman, especially how extreme this goes. I mean, the health or life of the mother not being an exception, sort of the mental psychological health, the fact that you have a deformed child that's probably already dead or is brain dead, you still have to go through with that very serious operation. This goes much too far, and there's been limitations in the past, but I think this goes very, very, very far, and it could cause problems. And again, I'm a former prosecutor, and I saw pre-Wade, Roe v. Wade, I saw lots of abortions. They were all criminal. There were individuals who were not doctors or doctors who had been outed, and a lot of women died. And I think if it's made to be stopped, I think you're not going to stop abortions. You're just going to stop legal abortions, and you're going to cause the deaths of mothers. You're going to cause some serious injuries to others as well. It'll go back to the butcher days. I mean, I remember when I was a prosecutor way back, I'm not going to say how long ago, a long time ago, we saw individuals who were butchers. But that's the only place that we could go. And again, I don't think that you're going to eliminate abortions. You just will eliminate legal abortions, and I'm not convinced that's the best choice.
It's the voice of Marty Belsky. He is the former dean of the University of Akron Law School, current professor at the University of Akron, also a lawyer who has lots of law behind his life and that he has seen and talked about and discussed, and that's why we have him on today on Now and New. Last question for you, Marty, because I would like to think that there's probably a happy medium to just about everything. If there were a happy medium to this, where would that fall?
Well, again, I think Justice O'Connor made it very clear in her opinion in Casey that no one can be, you don't have to be in favor of abortion, and you don't have to be pro-choice, as you say, but I think many people are, to understand that there are some rights that are natural, and that there should not be an undue burden on a woman's right at a certain point, not past viability, but pre-viability, to have an abortion. And this should be true especially if a woman's life or health is at risk. Do you have to make a woman choose between her physical health, mental health, or death to bear a child? And I think that the Planned Parenthood undue burden and viability test is a compromise, which I think both sides should be able to live with.
Marty, I always appreciate the time, sir, and I know we'll do this again soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you for calling.